Ordinary, 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 average guy. Podcast show. Podcast show. Oh, oh, yeah. Hey, everyone. It's the Ordinary Average Guy podcast show. Thank you so much for tuning in to episode number 3. You got yourself the J-Can man down here in the old Bucks D Hoodie Studios. A little chilly down here tonight, but we're going to fight through it because that's what a man does. A man fights through it. All right. When all odds are against him, a man fights through it. It's also a little messy down here tonight, too. We have garage sale season coming up. Rummage sale. Big village-wide rummage sale. There's also a rummage sale, I believe, at my wife was saying something about. Yeah, my in-laws, they're going to have a rummage sale. This rummage sale season is upon us, and we are getting ready. And I'll tell you what, I hope we have a great turnout because we have a lot of treasures down here. A lot of treasures. Looking through some books. I have a box of books that I was meaning to read. There's a couple I've read. I'm looking at them right now. The book right on the top, Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. How to make friends. You can't even read. How to make friends and influence people. I should probably. It wouldn't hurt. That's a good book to read every once in a while, just to stay on top of things, just to make sure you're doing things right. And I probably should not sell that one. I should keep it and look through it. But I don't know. Hey, maybe I can get $2 or $3 for it. All right. $2 or $3, multiply that by, we got a good 30 books down here. Get yourself a nice little meal. Nice little meal on a Saturday night. This week, it's Monday night, April 29th. I always try to record these like on a Saturday or a little earlier, so I have a little bit of time to get it on the internet and all that stuff. But man, oh man. Did we have a weekend this weekend? It was a rough one. I'm not going to lie to you. So I live in Northeast Wisconsin. Obviously, that is a big area to, you do some drinking up here in these parts. You do some drinking. And I got a text message a couple of weeks ago. A buddy of mine, his brother is getting married. And I'm not invited to the wedding, June 15th. And I'll be honest with you, I'm fine with that. I'm really fine with that. Cause everyone was asking me, you're going to this bachelor party. You're not even invited to the wedding. And I'm like, yeah. And to be honest with you, I'm okay with that. To an age now where I've been to enough weddings, I've been there, done that. I will go. But I'd much rather go to the bachelor party. And I was thinking to myself, so when I got the text message, it said, hey, Ken, man, what you doing, April 27th? And I was like, nothing. We're having a bachelor party. And I had some good buddies going. And out of all my friends, to be honest with you, a good chunk of them are married. And I was thinking to myself, this might be the last hurrah, if you will, for me to go to a bachelor party and really, really party like it's 1999. I have a brother who's like 15 years younger than me. Same parents. Believe it or not. Just younger brother. He's got a girlfriend. And I don't know. Maybe they could get hitched. It's definitely possible. Crazier things have happened. But I was thinking about it. Because when he has a bachelor party, I'm gonna be kind of that. It's in. I'll be honest with you. It's gonna be kind of weird, maybe, possibly, because like my dad would probably go to that, and he's older. Maybe an uncle or two would go, but then it's gonna be him and all his buddies that are a lot younger than I am, and I'll be kind of in that middle, you know. So I need to. One or two things can happen. I can either hang out with my old man and kind of lay low, watch the kids be idiots, or, which probably would happen, I would try to show these kids how, how I used to do it back in the day. And then I would pay for it, for the next 3, 4 days. But that's up in the air. So this party here was like, okay, my buddies are going to this party. I really, I don't know. This could be the last one. So I had to go. I had to do it. So what the party was, and everything was lined up perfectly. We had a bus, right? We had a coolers full of beer. Going to a Brewers game, your Milwaukee Brewers, and they were playing the Yankees, and I'll be honest with you, it wasn't the greatest game in the world. Brewers got their butts kicked. I couldn't tell you the score, but I know it was a lot too little. That I know, that I remember. But we had a bus, right? We had designated drivers, right? It's important. And I had a place to stay. And when you that's the perfect combination to have a good night. So I went out there on Saturday, hopped the bus, went down to Milwaukee. Beautiful day. Oh my God, beautiful day. Sun was shining warm, and in the morning it was chilly. So I wore jeans, like an idiot. I had jeans, big old jeans on. And we're down there playing cornhole, and I'm just sweating like a goddamn pig. But you'll get that. I even brought along like this flannel. It's a jacket. It's like a flannel jacket. So it's a flannel. It's made out of flannel. But it's not a shirt. It's a jacket. But it's a flannel jacket. I think it's called a, I don't remember what my wife is calling it, like a flacket. Maybe a flacket. No. No, like a jacket shirt. Shirt, I don't know. I don't know, something dumb, something like that. But I do like it. It is a nice flacket. I do enjoy it. I like wearing it, and I definitely look like just your typical middle-aged, ordinary guy wearing it. But it's comfy and it's warm, and I like it. And I was excited to wear the damn thing too. So all excited to show it off in front of all my friends. But then it ended up being like 80 degrees out and hotter than a pistol. So I couldn't wear it. But it was windy. Not so much when we got there, but on the way down, my Lord, the wind was coming heavy out of the west. And we had a lady bus driver. Melissa was her name. And she was a pro. She, I pride myself on being able to drive, whatever it is, car, truck, an 18-wheeler, whatever it is. I pride myself. I believe I'm a good driver. I people beg to differ, but I'm pretty good at it. And I went to one. Wanted to have been driving that bus. The wind was going pretty heavy, and that son of a bitch was swaying all over the road. People were saying they were getting sick from the rough ride, And that's classic. That's classic. That's a classic thing. You're drinking all day. You're hammered. You're sick, right? Oh, I must have ate something. And it's never the 13 beers you just drank. It's always, who made this potato salad? This must be something wrong with this potato salad. But to be a devil's advocate, it was pretty windy. But we got down there, no accidents. Melissa did one hell of a job. And we got down there and just had a good time. It was just a good time, just good time. And so we were down there, went to this Brewer game, which is always, I mean, there was a lot of people, and it's Brewers versus the Yankees, the New York Yankees, and yeah, they just showed they showed us how to play baseball that night. There was some chick wearing a New York Yankees cap, and let's just say she gave me the finger. I don't need to go into detail, but I got the finger. Beer's a funny thing, huh? Makes it do some crazy stuff. Anyway, so what is Brewer game? So it's me, another buddy, lots. So this is kind of a weird mix because there was half the people on the bus. I had no idea who they were at all. And then the other, maybe a third of the people on the bus, I knew, and not only knew, but they're my core group. My core buddies. And out of that core group, four of us were going to stay overnight at a guy's apartment, bachelor, the guy's single, it's a bachelor pad to the max, right? And he's got a, actually, I really appreciated this. He's got a, above the toilet is a big that from season one, maybe season two of Seinfeld, when they do the portrait of Cosmo Kramer. And I had that once upon a time. I don't know where it is now anyway, but he's got that in his bathroom. I mean, I appreciate it. I liked it. And so we were staying there. So like I said, if this was a had all the potential for a great night. So we go to this Brewer game. They get their butts kicked. People are leaving. Me, three other guys are like, we're sitting up in the bleachers. So we go down and go down behind third base and watch the game down there. Which here's a little trick for you. If you ever want to get better seats, it's all about confidence, okay? It's all about confidence. Because we went down and we were like four or five rows up. All you have to do, and I led the way, you just take your ticket, you look at it, you look at the sign, okay? So you got your ticket in your hand, you're looking at it, you look at the sign, section, whatever, 112. You look at your buddies and you go, oh yeah, here it is, right? You just got to own it. You have to believe that that ticket says section 112. Yeah. Oh, yep. 112. Right. Go down the rows, looking, looking, looking. Oh, yeah. Right here. This is our row. Oh, yeah. C four, five, six. Yeah. That's all you got to do. No one's going to question you. So if you're ever at a ball game and you want better seats, you have to believe that you have the ticket in your hand and you have to act like it. And no one will say a word. And that's what we did. So we went down behind third base. A lot of rich people down there. We were talking to one guy from South Dakota, I believe. And I knew he was loaded because he had a Corvette shirt on. Chevy Corvette, if anyone, poor people don't wear Chevy Corvette shirts on. They just don't wear those kind of shirts. Guys that own Chevy Corvettes do, and guys that own Chevy Corvettes are loaded. So, right, these are the people. So, he, and of course, he's a Yankees fan, right? So, we're giving him crap. People don't, I mean, this is just what you got to do, especially when you're drinking all day. Give these people, what are you doing? Go Brewers. Look at the scoreboard. Oh, yeah, you got me there. So then we hit this bus up, go back, stop at a tavern on the way home. We get back, and this is where I knew it was going to be a rough night. Not because of the drinking, not because of the partying, but because my buddy, and I mentioned him last week, I'm going to say his goddamn name. His name's Joel. I've roomed with him before. The guy's a snorer. He snores. And I knew this going in. And I almost even said to my friends, I said, "Hey, you guys want to go to this another bar, right? Drop me off. I don't need to go to that bar." That's not something I would usually say. But I knew if I get back in time and go to bed earlier than these guys, hopefully I'd be in that deep enough sleep where when he starts rumbling the house, I won't wake up. That wasn't an option. No, you're not going home. The bachelor wants to go to a bar. We're going to a bar. Oh, Jesus. So we go to this bar, and it's all I think about for the last 2 hours of the night. How am I going to get any sleep? How am I going to get any sleep? How am I going to get any sleep? And I even thought about bringing earplugs. I shit you not. I even thought about bringing earplugs. But then we get back, right? So I have a CPAP machine. Of course, why wouldn't I? And I hook a CPAP machine up, and I'm telling Joyce, "You got to get one of these things." "Ah, I don't want to get one of those things. You got to go to the doctor. I have to go to the doctor to get one of those." It's like, dude, what are you, like a 60-year-old guy that refuses to go to the doctor? Go to the doctor and get one. It'll change your life. On a side note, I was worried when I got a CPAP machine. I have sleep apnea, right? A mild case, but good enough where I can get the insurance to cover it. And I was always tired, that tired, and yeah, maybe got sleep apnea. Sure enough, I took a test, and I had a case. Had it bad enough where they said, "Yeah, you should get one of these things." I'll be honest with you, best thing ever. Just the best thing ever. It takes some used to, you have to get used to it. It's not like the easiest thing in the world to put on and just fall asleep like a baby. It takes a couple of nights. But once you kind of like get used to it is, oh, I'm talking like the best dreams you ever had. There is no waking up in the middle of the night. I mean, it's none of that. You just are out like a light, and you don't wake up until your alarm goes off. And you actually, I mean, you're a little tired when you get up. Like I would love to have a dream, not a dream. I'd love to sleep and wake up like, those old Folgers commercials. Remember them? "Way best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup," right? Remember that? You get out of bed and you just, you're stretching your arms, right? You're just in a great mood. Everything is awesome. That is exactly what I always wanted. And that I don't think is actually true because you wake up still a little groggy. But after a couple minutes, with the CPAP machine, you feel good. You're good to go. Anyway, so I'm telling my buddy Joe this, like, "Get one of these CPAP machines. You need it." No. So anyway, we fall asleep. I do doze off around 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. I wake up. Even with how great the CPAP machine is, it wasn't up to the challenge of the snoring. So I'm just like, oh God, this is not good at all. This is terrible. And I'm just laying there. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's right. So Joel, the guy, he's on the floor. My other buddy was sitting, sleeping in the chair, and I'm on this futon. And I remember, oh yeah, there was another room. There's a whole nother room. So I get up and I walk over there. Sure enough, my other buddy, Ryan is his name, Ryan. We're gonna start saying names. Not last names, but we're gonna start saying names. Ryan's in the other room. He's all like a light. God damn it, he took the other room. Wasn't thinking. So I just go back. So I'm laying there. And all of a sudden, and this is a terrible thought, but there was a good 7 or 8 seconds where I thought I'm gonna suffocate him. Just gonna take my pillow and I'm gonna suffocate him. Now, it was only a good 7, maybe 8 seconds that went through my head, and I thought to myself, if I record this snoring, there's not a jury, and I can play this at court, right? Jury of my peers, this is what I was going through, and they heard this. I think I would actually walk out of there a free man, but I do like the guy. He's a good friend of mine, so I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna commit murder. So I'm laying there, and all of a sudden, because the guy's got sleep apnea, I'm telling you, he does. And I'm trying to tell him this, I'm trying to help him out. And I noticed that he stops breathing. And I actually get worried because I had the murder thought in my head. I'm like, uh-oh, did I do something while I was sleeping? Like sleepwalking, sleep murdering? Did I fall asleep and I didn't actually know it and killed him? But then he starts breathing again. Because when you have sleep apnea, that's kind of what the deal is there, is you stop breathing for some, throughout the night, you just stop breathing. And then then you start breathing again. I don't know. It's weird. I didn't like take a class on this or anything. I'm just kind of going from what I heard. And that's what was going on with him. So I started like, I was laying there and I'm thinking, okay, he's snoring, stops breathing. And I swear to God, I didn't time it, but it was like a good 8 seconds where there was nothing going on there. I thought to myself, all right, the next time this happens, I have 8 seconds to fall asleep. And I managed, it must have worked out, because I did fall asleep. I woke up again like at around 5 o'clock. And then must have dozed off and woke up around 7. So we went to bed at 2 o'clock, got up at 7 with, waking up a lot during the night. And it was just, oh man, I was just like, this is not going to be good. Because when I go out and party nowadays, when I'm at an older age, I like going out on a Friday night, because then I have a Saturday and a Sunday to recover. I'm not the biggest fan of the Saturday night, partying. Because I'm thinking my Sunday's going to be ruined, my Monday's going to be ruined. But I'll be honest with you, I think it's because of the CPAP machine. I really do. I'm telling you guys, guys or girls, or whatever you are, go out and look into it. I think even if you don't have sleep apnea, you should look into a CPAP machine. I think there's just something about it, just that machine just shoving air up dump. I have a nose one, so it just goes over my nose. Here, you want to hear something funny? You want to hear something really weird? I had the mask, and no, let's start over. Let's go even further back. I was watching this video. This is how crazy and lunatic I am. I'll do anything for a good night's sleep. I will do any sleeping. Like, if I had a genie come to me and say, 3 wishes or whatever, I would have to think about what 2 of the wishes would be. Because I'll be honest with you, I'm not gonna wish for like millions of dollars. I really, I, maybe if I could somehow like maybe a million bucks, just so I can quit the job, right? Because who needs it, right? Who needs the grind, right? The daily grind. And maybe $5 million, $5 million, and then I can pay off the house, buy some toys, right? Get some cool stuff, and just have fun. I wouldn't want, like, my dad always is like, Buy a lottery ticket. Lottery tickets for $400 million. And I'll be honest with you. I'll be 100% honest with you. I don't want $400 million. I don't need that. I don't. It would. I don't. You know. I don't know. It ruins your life. You ever read about these people that win the lottery? Their life is ruined after they win it. You know. I mean, it goes without saying. All the people that be like, "Oh God, I want to be." You know. Hey, that's how you win friends and influence people. I got the book right here. Dale Carnegie, part three, chapter 12. Win the lottery. It's right here in the book. You want to win friends, win the lottery. But they're not going to be your true friends. And that's what you want in life is true friends, not fake friends, not friends that want you for your money. So I would take 5 million. That'd be my wish. But before that, my other wish would be is I would want to be one of those guys that doesn't need sleep. That would be my dream come true. If I could go to bed every night at midnight, and this is gonna sound crazy to you, because it is a little crazy. But if I go to bed around midnight and then wake up at like 3:30. Wake up at 3:30 and wake up like the guy on the Folgers commercial with, you know, that was all right. That would be my dream come true. I actually, so I like sleep, right? Like I like sleeping, going to bed, you know, cuddling all up, bedtime. But if I literally could just stay up till midnight and like, just think about all the stuff you could do. Like all the hobbies a guy has. You know, like I do woodworking for a hobby. Like I can actually go out in the garage and do that stuff. Kids are sleeping, wife's sleeping. I'll just be outside, you know, doing stuff like that. Getting up real, you know, working out, right? Working out. Talked about that the first 2 weeks. How cool, you know, I'm not a wake up in the morning workout kind of guy. Just not. But if I get up at 3:30, right? Maybe have a cup of have a cup of Folgers in your cup. Great part of waking up. By the way, this isn't sponsored by Folgers, but if the fine people at Folgers are listening, I'm willing to talk to you. I'm willing to have a conversation. Just so you know. But right, have a cup of Folgers, right? Folgers in your cup, and then, you know, maybe like around like 4:30, I'd go for a jog, right? Because that's all. I always wanted to be a morning jogger. Always wanted to be a morning jogger. I don't remember if I ever. I don't know if I said that on the first episode or not. That's a. I want to be a. That's like a dream of mine. Like wake up early in the morning, go for a jog. No music, believe it or not. No music, just me. Mother Earth. The birds chirping, the sun coming up over the horizon, or whatever that saying is. That to me would be, you know, a little crisp in the air. Ooh, yeah, now we're talking. But I'm just too lazy. I don't want to do that, and I'm too tired in the morning, even with the CPAP machine, even with the Folgers. I'm still like, ugh, not gonna work out. But if I had that hour of wake up time, you know, then maybe around 4:30 I'd do that. So you're probably at home thinking to yourself, Jesus Christ, what do you want? 3 hours of sleep a night? Yeah, yes, that would be my. But see, this is a wish to a genie. All right, so I don't know if that's healthy or not, but I'm sure the genie would make it healthy, is what I'm getting at. I don't know the rules about genies. I just, but you know. In my little life, my little world, that's how it would go. Anyway, what am I talking about? So genies, it's 3 hours of sleep a night, CPAP machine, thought about murdering my friend, but I didn't. Oh, so anyway, wake up, and all right, I'm out of here, right? So I leave. My wife and kids are up at the cabin, right? Northeast Wisconsin. If you're not from Northeast, if you're not from Wisconsin or Illinois, Which can't you, can't people from Illinois, find another place to vacation? Go somewhere else. We don't want you. Yeah, I'll tell you what, southern border needs a wall. Wisconsin needs a wall. Yeah, you heard me right. I didn't stutter. Goddamn Illinois fibs. That's what they're called. They're called fibs. Look it up. Anyway, you can take your bears and you can take your cubs and you can all kiss my. All right. So anyway, oh Jesus Christ, what the hell am I talking about? Illinois bastards. I'm gonna start a GoFundMe wall on the Wisconsin southern border. I think that's gonna get more people for sure are gonna be on board with that than any other wall. Hey, all right, I'm gonna bust it out. This is episode number three. I've been working on a Donald Trump impression. I know that a lot of you might not like Donald Trump. I know a lot of you really do, really like him a lot. So much. But like him or hate him, it's so much fun to do a Donald Trump impression. It's the funnest thing in the world. And I'm got it down. Am I the best? No, far from it. But I do a pretty good Donald Trump impression. And I think it's about time that I bust out the Donald Trump impression for you, fine folks. Which I just did. That's my Donald Trump. I'm really good at Donald Trump. I'm so good. I want a wall at the Wisconsin southern border. Nice long wall. Good wall. The fibs are gonna pay for it with their tolls. They're gonna pay for the southern wall on Wisconsin border. Gonna be a tall wall. Nice wall. Big wall. And the fibs are gonna pay for it. That's I said it. Fibs are gonna pay for it. You heard it here first. Donald J. Trump, governor of Wisconsin. You heard it here first on the Ordinary Average. I had the idea for an Ordinary Average Guy podcast a long time ago, and I didn't do it. One of my only things that I've ever done that I and I'm so upset I didn't do it. It would have been such a great idea. It is a great idea, and this J. Ken guy is doing it. He's doing a wonderful job. I would have done a good job at it as well. But I wanted to build buildings. I wanted to build golf courses. I didn't have time for podcasts at the time. But if I would have done it, well, but that's the thing. I'm not ordinary. I'm not average. I'm above average. So it wouldn't have worked for me per se. But it's just oh, I almost said it's Yes. I'm having too much fun, man. I'm going off script. I'm going off script. This is going off the rails. Oh God. I don't even know where I left off with that with that so I come home, right? So I'm coming home and I'm excited because the wife and, so anyway, oh, I know how to come home. So if you're not from Wisconsin or Illinois, you might not know it, but Wisconsin's North Woods are it's a destination, if you will. We have a cabin up in the North Woods, nice cottage, and my folks were up there over the weekend with my brother and sister and the in-laws and brother's girlfriend and my wife went up there with her kids and anyway. They went up there, so I knew I was coming home to an empty house. I was, oh man, I was so excited because I was like, oh dude, this is like my bachelor days, right? Bachelor party. I was thinking about when I was a bachelor. Go out on a Saturday night, get a little sunset drunk, and the next day you just lay on the couch, right? I already knew what I was gonna do. I was Netflix. I'm watching Seinfeld, and I went to the gas station and I got a pizza, frozen pizza. And so we're eating pizzas now, but they're like nice, good pizzas that we're getting, like Tombstone pizza. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, in the last 30 years, Tombstone has really, they did something to their pizza, and they went from, just your normal, typical frozen pizza. They're killing it. They have a good pizza nowadays. I don't know what they did with, and I don't know what it, you know, what, I don't know, behind, it's a secret. But they got a good pizza. I'm telling you right now, if you want a good pizza, go to Tombstone, get a pizza from Tombstone. Tell them Jake Ken sent you. And they're gonna be like, ooh, who sent you? Jake? Jake sent you? No, man, Jake Ken. Who's that? Yeah, like I said, this isn't, if the fine folks at Tombstone are watching, listening, what the hell am I talking about? If they're listening, come on, I'm open. I would love nothing more than to get sponsored. Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna get sponsored anytime soon, probably ever. But if I would, I would all be for Folgers and Tombstone. And I'll tell you what, 10 years ago, I wouldn't have said Tombstone. I would have said Jack's. Jack's Pizza. That was the bomb. And I haven't had a Jack's in a while. And I'll tell you what, they're skimping on their pepperonis, and it's starting to piss me off. You open up a Jack's Pizza, and when I was a kid, man, you got a pepperoni pizza, you got pep there was pepperonis on the thing. Now you open up, I mean, there's maybe seven pepperonis on that thing. And who in the hell is doing the quality control at all these frozen pizzas? I don't know if there's a frozen pizza lobby that I can join, but I would really like to talk to them about their placement of the pepperonis on the pizza, because it's getting out of control. It's getting out of control. Quite frankly, I'm sick of it, and I've had enough. And I'm gonna do something about it. And it's starting right here, right now. Figure out your shit. Get the pepperonis around the pizza, not just in one little spot. Because when I get a frozen pizza, I don't want to spend 5 minutes taking the pepperonis. I want to throw it in the oven. I want to eat it. It's getting very, very frustrating. But I will say, the fine folks at Orv's. Now, I don't know if that's a national pizza or not, but I got an Orv's pizza because I was craving. And I want to say this in the nicest way possible. I was craving Orv's, I was craving a crappy pizza is what I was craving. That would have taken me back to the day when I was really didn't have a pot to piss in as a bachelor living in some apartment, and I was hungover, just get some crappy pizza. And I know that's gonna, hey, that's an un, that's a an unordinary opinion. No one likes crappy pizzas. I actually do. I really like crappy pizzas. I really like them a lot, actually. Like the cardboard crust. That's, dude, I love cardboard crust. It's the best. And it's like real thin and everything. It's the best. I genuinely enjoy it. And that's all I was craving. On my drive back, I was like, oh man, I'm gonna get one of those shitty ass pizzas and I'm gonna make that pizza and I'm gonna eat that whole thing. And I know what you're all thinking. Isn't this the jackass that just weighed in 2 weeks ago? Yeah, it is. It is that same very old jackass. But I went and got that pizza, and I went up to the cash register, and she's like, "Well, don't you know that Orv's are 2 for $8.50?" And I said, "You don't say. You don't say." So you goddamn right. I went back and got a second Orv's, and I had every intention on eating both of those bastards. So I got back home. I throw in the pizza. I'm watching Seinfeld, and that's a whole other thing. Watching Seinfeld season 6, like episode. I watched this. Oh, dude, Seinfeld is the best goddamn sitcom in the that's ever happened. And I have friends that don't like Seinfeld. One of them I'm gonna have on the episode here someday because I just don't understand how you cannot like Seinfeld. It is so obviously you never gave it a shot. Season 6. So to me, season 5 is when it really started. Now, I would debate somebody on this. I would love to because I know a lot of people like the first seasons. They're okay. Don't get me wrong. They're fine. But to me personally, season five is where it really gets going. And season and I'm on season six because I've seen them all 100 times, but I really wanted to watch them all again, like in order, starting at season five because it's on Netflix. And what was the one I just watched? And it's so damn funny. But shit, I'm at 40 minutes already. Oh my God. So anyway, long story short, I ate that pizza, I'm watching Seinfeld. I take a nap, dude, and then my kids come home, you know, and they're all, "Daddy, Daddy, we missed you, Daddy." And that's the best thing in the whole wide world. You gotta, if I'm telling you what, if you're on the fence about having kids, get yourself some kids. I'm dead serious when I say that. Get yourself some kids. If you, they're the best in the whole wide world. There I'm laying there like a goddamn, 18-year-old college punk, all hungover, acting like a damn fool, not 13 hours earlier. And here these kids come running in. "Hey, Daddy, we love you. We miss you." Oh, it's the best. And I would trade in all the bachelor parties in the world for, well, I shouldn't. I'm not gonna. I don't even know what I'm talking about anymore. But, because, like I said before, the bachelor parties are done, so I guess I could trade them in. Anyway, I made a boo-boo before. I said, I was trying to read this book from across the room, and I said, "How to Win Friends and Influence People." And then I don't know if I'm blind as a bat or what, but then I thought I said, "How to make it's How to Win Friends and Influence People" by Dale Carnegie. The fine folks at Dale Carnegie are listening. I'm open to the sponsorship. If I could get Dale Carnegie, Folgers and Tombstone pizza, I'd be a happy man. Happy man. And is there anything? Oh, okay. All right. Let's cut this thing short. This is getting to become a train wreck. Big train wreck. Everyone loves a train wreck. You just can't look away. You just can't look away. You look at the train, you look at the people screaming, "Ah, there's a train." And you just can't help it. It's just, you feel bad for them, but at the same time, you just can't look away. That's what this podcast is, a train wreck. Hey, let me know if you like the Donald Trump impression. I personally think it's really good. I honestly genuinely feel like it's a solid Donald Trump impression. Let me know if you think it's terrible. Actually, I scratched that. Don't let me know if you think it's terrible, but let me know if you like it at jkenoag at outlook.com. That's right, jackalope, jackalope, kite, elephant, Neanderthal, Neanderthal, ordinary average guy at outlook.com. Or you can find me on the Facebook, ordinary average guy podcast show, man. Unordinary opinion. So I had an unordinary opinion that I wanted to do, but I kind of like changed it up a little bit, and I was talking about that CPAP machine. But I'm gonna stick to the script here. So this week's unordinary opinion, all right, is something. Okay, this is something I like. This is something I enjoy. That I feel like not. I feel like when I tell people I like this, they always give me shit about it, and quite honestly, I don't understand where they're coming from. One of my favorites. So last week I was talking about the Dukes of Hazzard, just good old boys, never meaning no harm, right? But so you never so been in trouble with the law since the day they were born. Yeehaw! This week is, I don't want to be negative, Nelly, because there's a lot of things I don't like that people do. But I don't want to always do that every week. So this is another thing that I like that a lot of people don't. Oh, last week wasn't Dukes of Hazzard. Last week, oh, waving. Yes, I like waving to people. This week I like the Little House, not the Little House on the Prairie. That's right, Charles Ingalls, Laura Ingalls Wilder, Mary Ingalls. Now that, whoo, baby, brr, Mary Ingalls. I had the hots for her. I'm not gonna lie to you. I thought she's a babe. And yes, that show was set in the 70s or something, And yes, I was born in 88, and yes, she's an old lady, but I still think she's good looking. Man, when I was a little kid watching that show, I was like, ooh, Mary, baby. Then she got blind. That was a sad episode. That's the thing about, look, okay, that's why I like Little House on the Prairie. Every episode is, it really gets you at the heartstrings. It really does. I mean, oh, there's just always something on that show. But there's a couple, sometimes you have a couple chuckles once in a while. There'll be a couple chuckles, but not much. But I like shows set years ago. I'm a Western fan. I like, Kevin Costner coming out with another Western movie coming out in a month or two. I like Wyatt Earp. All those Rio Bravo. No, not Rio Bravo. God damn it! What was the name of that movie with Dean Martin? Dean Martin and Duke. I don't remember. I'm going to put in the thing or whatever. But I like old westerns, and so I like Little House on the Prairie because it took place in the 1800s, and because Mary was a babe, and I always ooh. And the mom too, she was good looking too. But Charles Ingalls, okay, Charles Ingalls would always get in a f I swear every episode he would punch somebody, get in a fight. I mean, how cool is that? Charles Ingalls, dude, the coolest TV dad, like not funny sitcom-y dads. I'm not comparing him to like Homer Simpson. Obviously, Homer Simpson is the best TV dad. I mean, that goes without saying. Followed by Tim the Tool Man Taylor. Tim the Tool Man Taylor, Homer Simpson. I mean, they're the number one and number two TV dads. We all know that. But when it comes to like non, like legit TV dads, Charles Ingalls is the best. He's the best. Go and watch. There's an episode. If you're gonna take my word for it, take my word for it. If you're gonna go watch a Little House on the Prairie episode right now, you gotta watch the episode where Albert is his name. So I'm serious. Like this guy gets hooked on shoot, what was the name of that drug that all the kids were doing back in the 1800s? God damn it! Hold on, I'm gonna pause it. One second. I don't need you guys to sit through. All right, I got it. So it's Little House on the Prairie, Season 9, Episode 17, Home Again. It's on the Peacock. Yeah, Peacock, check it out. Charles discovers a morphine addict. Morphine is the drug. A morphine addiction is causing Albert's anger. I'm telling you. And that's a two, I think it's a two-parter. Go watch that episode. Phenomenal, phenomenal acting. Charles Ingalls. Oh, if I. I'm looking at a box set right now. I got a collection. Oh, those are VHSs. And that's still wrapped. Well, I don't have a VHS player. Little House on the Prairie. Let me look at that Let me know if this is worth anything. So I got, Little House on the Prairie VHS five collector's series five pack. Still in the wrapper. Still in the wrapper. I can't, I don't have a VHS player. I still can't sell those. Charles Ingalls, the father we should all strive to be. Okay, song of the week. Okay, song of the week. So, again, I don't want you guys to get the vibe that every week's gonna be like a rock and roll song. Okay, I said that in week episode one. That I like all types of music. And this week, the song of the week, and I th feel like you should check it out. Again, another one that kind of, I don't know, just feeling emotional. Just feeling emotional this week, I guess. Little House on the Prairie. And this week's song of the week is a country song. You can call it country, you could maybe call it Americana. When I think of a song, remember in country music, there's a saying, it's three chords and the truth is what people say. It's a simple song, tells a story, right? And that's what I like about traditional country music. They tell stories, and it's beautiful and wonderful, and all the fulls, right? And this one is a newer song, a couple years old, I guess, and it's just the writing is amazing. And I would venture to say that you guys have not heard this song. I heard it through another podcast that I was with. It was called That Josh Arnold Show. Josh Arnold is the guy in the Bob and Tom Show, and I was listening to his podcast, and he talked about the song. And when I listened to it, I was like, "Oh boy!" And I listened to it nonstop. I loved it. It's called "Canola Fields" by James McMurtry. Okay, check it out. Wonderful song. Amazing, great guitars. Nice, awesome rhythm to it. There's a cool little lead in there, but it's not like a rock. It's just a good. It's just like Americana. Think of Americana. That's what this is, I guess. And it's about an old guy, right? Because he's an old guy. Actually, James McMurtry, hey, speaking of old westerns, James McMurtry's dad was the guy that wrote Lonesome Dove, I believe it was called. It was a like a TV show series or something back in the 80s, I want to say. What the hell is that called? It's not a TV show, but it's not a movie. It's like three long episodes, and that's it. Yeah, I think it's called, yeah, Lonesome Dove, it was called. Diane Lane, a young Diane Lane. Woo, baby. Yeah, she's in it. So, I watched it. Like I said, I like those old westerns. But his dad wrote the book. So James McMurtry now is a singer-songwriter. And he wrote the song Canola Fields. It's about this old guy. He's reminiscing about a girl he used to love. And it never worked out. Went for one thing or another, it never worked out. And he's just thinking about the good old days, and then he meets up with her, right? He meets up with her. She moves to Brooklyn, New York. But he's a cowboy, kind of guy. And he goes out to Brooklyn, New York, meets up with her, and they share a kiss. Oh, how nice is that? How nice is that? But I'm telling you, listen to the lyrics in this song. This is how you write a country song. This is how you write a country song. And if you're a country music fan and you listen to this song and you disagree with me, you're not a country music fan. There, I said it. I said it. Sorry. Not sorry. All right, I really overstayed my welcome. I will get to talk to you guys next week. Have a good week. Wave to people. And remember, windows down, radio up.